Rock DJ. To Victoria Tomlinson is here from an organisation called Next Up, which is there to help people move on, find maybe a different career, maybe a way of using their skills and extend their career. I'm not aware of anybody ever doing this. Are you the first?
I think so. There are lots of people doing variations. There's quite a few life coaches around.
Are you not that?
We sort of are. It's a part of what we do. We help people coach because they need help in coming to terms with quite a lot of this and then what they do. There are lots of people, particularly the people we've been helping, loads of them want to be a flipping non-executive director. And it's a really competitive market and there are loads of people out there. Lots of mixed views on what's out there. But I don't think there's anybody here who's really looking at this. And I'm still shaping the business. It's only 6 months old, Liz. And I'm still shaping what do we do in here. But there's nobody else that I've come across who's really sort of picking. And when we launch in June, everyone's going, oh, what a brilliant idea. There's a real gap in the market for this. So I'm not getting a sense of it.
And what's your background that's brought you to this?
Oh, where do you start? Everyone says, you know, what was your career? And I say, well, I'm still working out my career. You know, I give a lot of careers talks and I say, just take opportunities. Don't worry too much, particularly these days. Very quickly, I didn't do brilliant at school. I went to a boys' school at the last bit, had huge fun, not great results. And I scraped into doing an H&D business studies. I went to what's now GE Aviation and a graduate training program, which was brilliant, actually. And then I used to sell banknotes around the world for what's now De La Rue. So I used to go and sell to foreign governments in Africa, Middle East, Far East. An amazing job. And then I went to what is now EY, the one of the big four accountancy firms. I went in as a sort of startup marketing. People took a punt on me, which was really nice of them, and not much experience. Quickly got promoted, and then I was asked to take on a whole division in the London office and went on to the management team at the age of 32, which from sort of a PR-y sort of background, it was a great compliment, actually. And then True Love came along, and he was a Yorkshireman, and I was so pleased somebody wanted to marry me, and we're still so happy together.
Oh,
so I
welcome.
Moved
you're
up.
In England, so you're okay. You see, I was thinking about the location of where we are and this county, yes. And the whole county, yeah, of Yorkshire, and the expertise that's here, and the fact that we are able to work longer and wish to,
yes,
and have so much to contribute. And it's hard to, I was quite reassured because you were talking to me and it was like it all happened by accident. Because sometimes, have you got a plan? Oh, yes, and in 5 years I'm going to be doing this, this and this. It never happened for you, did it?
No. Wherever I was, I always, well, when I went to EY, it was a very traditional accountancy partnership in those days. And I just said in the first couple of weeks we were in the dining room, manager's dining room, and I said, oh, I want to be a partner in 3 years. So I always had a plan ahead. Apparently I upset people because you didn't say, I didn't know any of the ethics and whatever. So people said, you don't say you want to be a partner, you're invited to be a partner. But I guess perhaps that put a marker down, which is a bit ambitious, a bit kind of whatever, which, you know, I do a lot of mentoring women to get on. And I think you have to put down markers to say, I don't see why I shouldn't be as good as the men. You know, I want to get on. So, yes, I always sort of was ambitious, but always looking for a bit of a ducking and diving. How do I get there? And how do I make it happen? And when I went with the banknote printing, I didn't think that,
like
that was...
like a fortune.
I know.
Would you like
it's
a banknote?
It's a great job. I've never seen somebody when you go into the banknote printing for, my goodness, all those banknotes. But I thought sales was rather a tacky sort of job. And then when I got there, I thought, oh, my goodness, this is fantastic. So I had to wheedle my way into getting the job that I wanted.
We're talking about careers, what to do, how to develop them. And it's interesting what you were just saying about women. I mean, you know, we talk to a lot of people from all walks of life on this show who have achieved this or achieved that. Mostly women will say that they feel they have the imposter syndrome. Not all, believe me, and there's some highly successful women, as you know, out there. Mm-hmm. But it is often, I think, they lack the confidence that men have. Is that still the case?
It is, but I mentor a lot of chief executives. And they also have the same imposter syndrome.
Do they?
They do. So it's quite interesting when you start getting into, men perhaps don't open up in the same way. And that's been one of the most interesting things about starting. Next Up came out of a previous business I had. People sent to me to sort out their LinkedIn profiles. And they suddenly realised they didn't need it and blah, 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 blah. And we'd sitting there, and of course you can't write a profile about somebody about who you have been. You've got to talk about the future. And this was all really hard. And the number of times people would say to me at the end of it, they'd email me and say, thank you for the therapy session. It's the first time I've been able to talk about this. And yet if you were to meet them, you'd think, all was well in their world. And these were mostly men initially. So I think it's very easy, and men perhaps have a bit more pride that they don't quite say what's going on there, and they feel that they have to be seen to be stronger, perhaps.
It sounds to me like there's a generation of people who are, let's say, over 55, who really, whose working life as is ends, and they are put out to grass and they don't want to be.
Correct.
Is that right?
It is. And we've worked with a lot of people who've been, if you want to say, put out to grass unexpectedly. And that's the hardest thing, because they had got plans and suddenly they might need more money. They haven't, they're not prepared in their minds. But it can actually be just as hard for those who have been planning for this for years. And then they realise it's completely different when they're on their own. And it wasn't, the plan that they had isn't working. And it's sort of not all working. So I think everybody's finding this really difficult. The biggest issue is losing your identity. That's the thing. And it's that bereavement process. And I was talking to, I'm helping a very senior banker. And when I was talking to him, our first session, and I explained about what's called a Kubler-Ross grief curve. So it's when you've been bereaved, you go through a process of sort of anger, denial, frustration, and then a level of depression different for different people. And then you start accepting enthusiasm. And he said, I'm at the bottom of the curve at the moment. And honestly, I had not picked up until that moment.
Because we're all so good at hiding.
Yes,
exactly. And I don't care if that means that you are working in retail or you are running the retail chain.
Exactly.
I think the gamut is all the way there. And the generation now who are in their 30s are looking at a working life that's going to go on for a long, long time. The days of getting the clock and, you know, the retirement card are not what they were, are they? And there's a generation there that can be productive.
Well, and I'm getting, okay, I'm finally admitting my age here, but I'm 63. And, you know, people go, what on earth are you doing launching a business at 63? And the lovely Sir Gary Verity came into my office the other day for a sandwich. And he said, what are you doing, Tomlinson? Why are you still working? And I said, and I'll bet you he'll go on forever as well. But I just said, well, what else? I love helping people. Why wouldn't I want to do this? What's different at this stage of life? It's not going to be for me because this business is going to be full on. But most people are wanting now to shape something on their terms. So they don't want to be 24/7 anymore. Actually, loads of people I'm talking to, they've now got the fitness bug, hey. They're all running, cycling, they go to the gym, they book in the Pilates class. Things they have not had the time to do before are now becoming 1 or 2 days. It's all this, you know, and they may have grandchildren, they may go and do stuff. So they're getting all that work-life balance that everybody talks about for years and never happens. So this is the moment. And as somebody said to us, it's a magical time of life if you can make it work on your terms.
Okay. Victoria Tomlinson is here. She's from a company called Next Up. It's about realising what you want out of life and how to get it, particularly if you are facing retirement, maybe don't want it. Whatever stage you are in your working life, we'll see what Victoria says about how you should assess the way to go next this afternoon on BBC Radio Leeds. And if you'd like to speak with her, the lines are open, 0800 389 3333, or you can text 81333. Start your message with the word Leeds. All right, so nearly 2:30. Let's see what's going on the road.